Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Bobby Elias, and the name of our show is Let's Create a Better World. Our second theme is healthy aging, a lot about everything to do with health. And we're excited. We've got a great, great show today. Our featured speaker will be Kevin Mattis. He is an expert on cell phone radiation. A lot of great things to say. We'll introduce him in a few minutes. At 2:48 Eastern Time, we'll have Brett Wilson on and his family. They're running across the country, 3,000 miles, and they've got another 1,000 miles to go. Next weekend, they'll be in St. Louis to protest against Monsanto, and they're bringing awareness to the genetically engineered situation. Bad, bad information. Bad things going on, I should say. Then we're going to end the show with a great, great peace song by one of the greatest peacemakers in the world. And he's all about peace, love, and harmony. You'll love the song, so tune in. Stay with us for that. All right, let's get to our first guest. Well, let me have a couple more announcements. If you want to hear previous shows, and I recommend you hear last week's show. That would be May the 10th, the day before Mother's Day. It was a salute to Mother's Day, but it was also a big day on women's rights. I had three fantastic women to speak about different areas about women's rights. And I chipped in with a lot of good information, statistics of things going on around the world. You got to hear that show. And the way to get to old previous shows is go to prn.fm. Then instead of archives, hit our shows. You might be able to get through archives, but our OUR shows. Now, if you also want to hear the show on your phone, here's the number to call, and I'll repeat this at the end. 712-432-7231. All right, let's get to our first guest. As I mentioned, Kevin Mattis has been a medical social worker, a school social worker. He's running for political office. He's been doing a lot of great, great research. I heard him talk recently, and I fell in love with the information. I have been a proponent about cell phone radiation for many years, and it's getting bigger and worse, and more people are dying. So Kevin's going to bring out all the stats on that today. Welcome to the show, Kevin. How are you?
I'm doing great, Bobby. Thanks for having me on.
You're very, very welcome. All right, we're going to talk about we broke this down into about three different categories. But the first category is to let our people know about cell phones. And I just want to make a comment. As I said on this show, this is one of our big subjects that we talk about, the things that are going wrong and the solutions we have. And you've got some great solutions. So I'm anxious to hear that towards the end of our segment. But cell phone radiation, if you know who Senator Ed Kennedy is, who doesn't? He died of cell phone radiation, brain cancer. The attorney that defended O.J. Simpson, Johnny Cochran, he died. Too much cell phones on the time. More people died, and Kevin's going to bring that up right now. But, Kevin, let's talk about why the history of cell phone radiation, what's going on with it, the concerns. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, let's do that. But I know you have a lot of listeners on the East Coast, so I want to say hello to the people, especially in New York. My family originates from New York, Scarsdale, New York, and my family always lived in Baltimore after that. So we're East Coasters originally, so I want to say hello to all your East Coast fans and listeners. Yeah, and actually, which brings me to another person who, more recent person who's suffering. Jim Kelly, the Hall of Fame NFL quarterback, right now is suffering, and from all reports that I understand, is dying from a tumor that's on his, located on his jaw, and that's a very unusual place to get a tumor, but not unusual if you're microwaving your face, with a cell phone, which is a microwave transmitter. I mean, this is at the crux of the problem, that cell phones are microwave transmitters, and the microwaves they use are in the same spectrum as a microwave oven, or even higher frequency than a microwave oven. And when I say frequency, what I mean is waves per second. You know, even your Wi-Fi, so any wireless device uses microwave to transmit. This is critically important for people to know. People who wouldn't stand near their microwave oven when they're cooking their food will hold a microwave transmitter up to their head all day long using a cell phone or other wireless device. But it's important to understand that anything wireless uses microwaves to transmit. Everyone knows the power and convenience of wireless, but what they don't understand and what hasn't been really revealed is the technology that operates it, and that is microwave technology. And simply put, our cells do not like to be microwaved. No matter what part of our body, there's been a lot of studies looking at brain tumors, because obviously if you have a microwave transmitter right up to your head, that's an obvious concern. But there are other body parts that get affected, as microwaves go in all directions when you use a cell phone, not just into your head, but go in all directions. And actually, the breast, you know, microwaves, if you put a steak into a microwave oven, it sizzles the steak because there's a lot of water and fat in that steak. But if you put rice in that oven, it doesn't really heat the rice. So it agitates water and fat molecules. This is important to understand because women they're composed more of water and fat than men, so they're more absorbent and therefore they have more health effects associated with wireless. But particularly their chest, their breasts are almost all water and fat, and so they absorb a lot of the microwave radiation. So without knowing it, women, when they're on their phone, are microwaving their breasts, and it's no surprise that we're seeing this increase in breast cancer. And if you understood the research that was out there, you wouldn't be surprised at all by this. So Jim Kelly is dying from this tumor, and what a sweet man, what a good man. He has a foundation helping children, and now him and his family and his community are being devastated by what I believe is a tumor associated with a wireless device, and so it was an unnecessary tumor to have. And so when we see these young men who are relatively healthy other than the tumors they get, you really have to wonder and look closely at their wireless exposure. Another person people don't realize had a tumor removed is LeBron James. He had a tumor removed from his salivary gland in his face. This was in 2009 after the playoffs. Most people don't know about it, but if they look it up on the internet, they'll see all they have to do is enter spring surgery LeBron, and they'll see the articles come up. But it was kept out of the mainstream media, which just shows the power of the wireless industry to control information regarding this topic. And the way they control information is they simply say to media outlets, if you run a story like that, we'll pull our advertising, which is their right, but this is millions and millions of dollars of advertising, and if you think about it, almost every commercial break, there's a wireless commercial on there, and so this means big revenues for the media outlets, and they don't want to run stories that are going to run away their advertisers. But the bottom line is, what happens is, in essence, our population isn't being warned like they think they would be if this was a big issue.
Well, that's wonderful. You know, one more thing about cell phone that I really, breast cancer is getting bigger and bigger. And one of the reasons is women take a little cell phone and they put it in their bra and leave it there for a while. That is proven to cause breast cancer. Men, prostate cancer, has been proven you put a phone in your pocket, especially your front pocket, but even in your back pocket, that can cause breast cancer and does.
Yeah, we're seeing men getting breast tumors themselves because they're carrying their phone in their front pocket. Women definitely carrying the phone in their bras close up to the skin. And if you look in the manual of your cell phone closely, which most people don't, and now they're putting these manuals online, so make it even less likely people will look at them. It says keep the phone at least an inch away from any part of your body. And that's because people are getting tumors and they are suing, and so they want to warn people to try to cover themselves. But most people don't know this is an issue. Same with putting the phone in your back pocket if you're a woman. That's a terribly bad idea because that's mostly water and fat back there too. And I'm getting reports of women getting rectal cancer because it's nearby. Now, why does this happen? Because a phone will make a transmission, a call to the tower about every 30 to 90 seconds to check in with the tower. And so every time it makes the transmission, you get a microwave burst. And that's the problem with carrying phones close to you.
Well, yeah, you also, we talked earlier, you and I, about why is this problem so prominent. Can you discuss that, please?
Yeah, now we're looking at wireless exposure. Now you're talking about 95% of our population now using wireless devices. And now you're talking about billions of cell phones being out there, more than the number of people in the U.S. in terms of the ones in the U.S. And so what you're talking about, without information regarding the health effects associated with wireless, you're talking about an epidemic that's going on, an epidemic that's only going to get worse. I think there's a lot of effort to kind of keep people from making the connection between these unusual medical disorders and their wireless exposure. But if you have a cancer or a cancerous tumor, especially if you're a young person and it's in an unusual spot, or you're relatively healthy otherwise, you really need to look at your microwave exposure from wireless devices as one of the possible factors. And this is really important because what's really sad is you have people getting brain tumors and they're not associating it with using a cell phone, so they're going through treatment and they're continuing to microwave their head and therefore make it less likely they're going to recover and more likely they're going to have another tumor come back. This is really sad to hear. Or you have women recovering from breast cancer, and they're still exposing themselves using lots of wireless devices. So, you know, that's the worst-case scenario, but we certainly don't want people to get tumors in the first place. And getting back to the New York area and some of the resources that are out there, because people are going to hear this, and they're going to say, I want to know more. So I want to give people some resources. But in the New York area, there's a wonderful resource, and that's Dr. David Carpenter. And he's an MD, and he is the director of the Institute of Health and the Environment at the University at Albany, and he's a professor of environmental health sciences with the School of Public Health. He is one of the co-editors of the Bioinitiative Report. And what this report does is look at, they looked at 1,800 studies looking at health effects worldwide and kind of summarized and put them all in one place so people could find it easily, and then broke it down in terms of different areas of the body that are affected. They look at increased risk of cancer. They look at increased risk of cardiac problems. They look at increased risk of immune system problems. They look at increased risk of neurological problems. And some of these problems have been grouped and called EHS, or electrohypersensitivity. And some people who are exposed, this is what they're getting first. They're having ringing in the ears. They're having difficulty sleeping. They're having sometimes dizziness or nausea, or they feel kind of forgetful or out of sorts. And there has been hormone changes demonstrated from exposure to radio frequency radiation from wireless devices. And those hormone changes are melatonin oftentimes, and that's what results in difficulty sleeping. And we're seeing some of the young kids using a lot of wireless who are basically not sleeping anymore. I ran into one fellow, and he's actually was a third-party retailer for Verizon, and I started going up there. I said, would you want to hear anything about what I know about health effects? And he said, actually, I would. And he asked me questions, and he asked me to write things down. I was very surprised given his position. But he said, you know, my young daughter is having hormone problems, and I have to take her to the doctor. She's only 21, and she stopped menstruating, and I'm thinking it's because she's always on these wireless devices. And I said, you have good reason to believe this. After I spoke at a candidates forum, and what got me to run for office for the 33rd District here in Los Angeles, and for people who are outside the area, the 33rd Congressional District makes up the beach cities, basically Agoura, Calabasas.
The coast. The whole coast of California, Southern California.
Yeah, well, not the whole coast, but Malibu, Santa Monica, Torrance, Ranchos Palos Verdes, Because people always ask me, what is the district? Because they redistricted 2 years ago, so it's been reconstituted. So it's basically along the coast here in Los Angeles. But yes, so...
All right. Let's get to our next question, Kevin. And that is, what can people do about cell phones? But first, I'm going to make comments, and then I'll ask the question a little more in depth. I know that women, you go to Starbucks, and people have... laptop, not that I go to Starbucks, but I have been in there. I go in there to use the restroom. Anyway, the laptops are on people's laps, and they're working. This is bad for women and men. Mm-hmm. Not only that, but people don't realize that there's cell phone radiation everywhere. It's you're going to get in more in depth on this later, but you know, the cell phone towers are out there. The cell phone wires, you don't want to live in a place where there's these wires going up along the street, because that affects you. And I know many young people, not only on the phone all day, on the text, on their cell phone next to their ear, but they're texting all day, and they're also on their computer or laptop all day long, or their iPhone. This is all deadly, and we need to do something about it. So let's tell our listeners some things they can do to improve their status.
Yeah, well, okay, let's give them a little bit of a foundation, because it's important for you. The point you just made is very important, Bobby. And that is, you know, microwave radiation comes from anything that is wireless, okay, so any possible thing. Now, the closer it is to you, the worse it is. The longer you're being exposed to it, the worse it is. Just like any other form of radiation, it's about exposure over time and distance. So distance is your friend, and you want to keep these devices as far away as you possibly can from you. The ones that are close up are of primary concern. Now, the problem when you start off with the laptop on your lap, that's a big problem, because studies clearly show, especially for men, if they have a laptop on their lap and it's emitting Wi-Fi, that they can show it kills sperm, it mutates sperm, it's not good, and it's very easy to look at sperm counts and changes after exposure. So that's been pretty well demonstrated. But also, women's ovaries are very sensitive to being microwaved. The other things that are sensitive to being microwaved are your stomach lining. And I don't think it's any surprise that now people are having all kinds of stomach allergies, because our stomach lining, which is cells that change quite rapidly anyway, are easily affected when they're microwaved. The other area that's really easily affected by microwaving is our blood stem cells. That is, if you cut your finger, the cells go down to that cut and become finger cells to try to heal it. So they're designed to mutate easily. But when they're exposed to microwaves, this is what we're concerned about, those cells becoming cancerous or leukemia. And that's why we're concerned about children near power lines developing childhood leukemia. And that's what you talked about with power lines. Now, the issue with power lines, if you're really close to a power line, there's an electromagnetic field around that power line, and that affects our cells, which are electromagnetic beings. The problem with Wi-Fi and wireless devices is they take that electromagnetic field that would be around a power line and they transmit it through you, so you can't get away from it. That's the basic issue with wireless and the problem. Now, some things to do about it, and there's quite a few things people could do about it. And the shame is, you know, with a little education, in about a half an hour and $50, people could lower their electromagnetic exposure very much, very much. And I'll go into it because you asked right now, and then we'll get back to some of the bigger issues. But first thing is Verizon and Sprint use a system called CDMA, and AT&T and T-Mobile use a system called GSM. A lot of the studies looking at health effects in Europe look at a GSM system. This is what AT&T and T-Mobile use. It's the old system, but the problem with it is it uses and emits more microwave radiation, especially when you first get a call and it's easy to test and show. You get much higher levels of microwave radiation, and then it comes down to lower levels. The Verizon system and the Sprint system, the CDMA, is much more efficient. It comes to the lowest level and stays there. So you're getting a lot more microwave radiation if you're using AT&T or T-Mobile. So switching to Verizon or Sprint would be helpful in terms of reducing your risk. It's not making your phone safe, but it's reducing your risk. The other thing you can do is use a wired headset and keep that phone away from your head. Distance is definitely your friend. If you hold the phone up to your head, the microwaves go about three-quarters of the way through your head. If you're a child, the microwaves go all the way through your head. The concern about children with cell phones is their skulls are thinner, and they're still developing neurologically, so the microwaves are going farther through their head, they're consuming a larger portion of their brain, and they're also, neurology is also developing, so the cells are more affected as they are for any kind of environmental hazard, but certainly for microwave radiation also. So using Verizon or Sprint, using a headset at all times is very important. The next thing is keeping at home, if you have a wireless router, that's a continuous source of microwave radiation, like having a cell tower in your home. Now, you certainly want to turn it off at night if you're not using it. That's good. But it's better to even call up your provider. In about 3 minutes, they can give you some codes to enter in your computer. You can turn the wireless off in your router, and then you can just plug a cord into the back of your router, run that to your laptop, turn off the wireless in your laptop, and now you've reduced that close-up exposure quite a bit, and you've reduced that continuous exposure. Now, another thing at home that people don't usually realize is in the studies for cell phones looking at brain tumors, they also include portable phones at home. They're about 80% as bad as cell phones. So if you're also at home using a portable phone, you want to change that to a wired or corded phone instead. It's an easy change. People will hear you better. It won't run out of power, and you'll be reducing your exposure quite a bit. The other thing is iPads are simply a bad idea because you can only use them wirelessly. If you're going to use an iPad, download things, stay away from the iPad while it's downloading because that's when it's emitting the most microwave radiation. Once it's downloaded, turn off the Wi-Fi or put it on airplane mode and then just use the device once the information is downloaded. That's better. It's still not good to have it on your lap because there is an electromagnetic field around these devices. It's still not good to be healthy to be around. You always want to keep the electronic device farther away from you and use some kind of external keyboard or mouse instead to try to keep it away from your body. Simply put, we're not robots like the commercials from the wireless companies are trying to imply, and it's not healthy for us to have electromagnetic devices on or near our bodies. What's very concerning to us, and I'm working with several nonprofit groups that are looking at health effects associated with wireless. One of them, out of UC Berkeley School of Public Health, Joel Moskowitz has been following the research for almost 20 years, and you can find his information at saferemr.com, saferemr.com, saferemr.com. He does an excellent job, and he's very careful to vet the research very carefully and kind of leave out things that aren't of high quality research, and that's a wonderful resource, and he's abreast of the latest information. The other thing, another website which is helpful is called Citizens for Safe Technology. They're actually out of Canada, and Canada has done a lot more to talk about this issue, to act in a preventative way, and to protect its population than we have. Some say that, well, they just care more about their population. Some say their system is just set up to have people to have more say and more power. Well, for whatever reason, Canada has really led the way in looking at health effects associated with wireless. There's another website and group that I've been working with, which is stopsmartmeters.org. And smart meters are the meters that measure your power that they put on people's homes. These emit microwave radiation also. And the power companies will say it only emits it like 5 minutes a day or something like that. What they don't tell you is they're permitted to emit about 1,900 times a day. And so that can be almost continuous in very short bursts. And for people who become electrosensitive, and that's what's happening sometimes, they're putting smart meters on people's homes, and they're reporting medical symptoms shortly after, they're becoming electrosensitive. That is, they're just very sensitive to these pulses. And this pulsing technology can be very disturbing to some people's sensibilities. What they find is all people's cells are affected. Some people notice the symptoms more.
Kevin, let me interrupt you. Let our listeners know that I am Bobby Elias. This is Let's Create a Better World, and I'm speaking to Kevin Matas. As you can hear, he's a tremendous expert with so much information. I just had to have him on the show because I've heard some of the great greats, and believe me, and I've had two other great speakers, and he's right there with them. if not ahead of them, because, Kevin, you've done so much research. I mean, anyway, this is Kevin Mathis. We're going to go another 20 minutes or so on this, and I've got more good things coming on the show. We're going to have a gentleman and his family running across the country, yes, running 20 miles a day. They're going to be in St. Louis next weekend to protest Monsanto, the headquarters of Monsanto, which is causing all the problems on as far as the genetically engineered foods that are just all over the place. And at the end of the show, I have a song, a special song on peace and love that you're going to love. All right, so let's get back. We were talking about what we can do, and if you want to take it from where you were at.
Yeah, sure.
We got plenty of time. Go right ahead.
Yeah, so we talked about these laptops and things. Try to make them wired versus wireless. That's an easy thing. Let's try to turn our routers off at home and make them wired versus wireless. Let's use headsets, and let's not use portable phones at home either. And let's educate other people about this. These are some easy measures that we can take to try to lower our exposure. But now comes the issue of involuntary exposures, because what's happening right now is there are many initiatives, mostly initiated by our government, that increase our exposure. And it's just like any other radiation. It's a matter of exposure over time. So the more exposure you have and the more intense it is and the more close up, the worst. So we're concerned about the government really initiating and putting wireless in our schools, initiating and putting our wireless in our hospitals, initiating now pushing it and making it easier for retail locations, so no matter where you go, you're being exposed to microwave radiation. When you go into a restaurant and it says free Wi-Fi, what they should say is free microwave radiation of your whole body, because that's
right.
What it is. That's what it is, plain and simple. And the more, the worse it is. So especially when you don't need exposure, we're very concerned about this continuous exposure. So people should advocate to lessen their exposure, and this is what's been proposed by Europe. The European Union has basically proposed a precautionary approach, that is, to minimize the exposure of people. And in the United States, we are doing the opposite. We are maximizing people's exposure in all environments and increasing intensity. I am very concerned as a former school social worker, and the reason I am running for Congress here in the 33rd District in Los Angeles currently is because I was very concerned about them bringing wireless technology into the schools here. But we are just the beginning, and in the next year and a half, President Obama's plan is to transform all classrooms across the United States into wireless classrooms. The problem with this is you have exposure, high intensity, and as Los Angeles said, industrial strength, Wi-Fi or radio frequency radiation, and small, most absorbent, most vulnerable children. That is the worst possible combination. In Los Angeles Unified, they're using a custom form of this, never been tested for health effects, not that most are tested for health effects anyway. And this which brings us to the guidelines, okay? So the guidelines that are out there are the FCC guidelines that people refer to. Now, these FCC guidelines are inadequate because they only protect you against burning. So you can be assured you're not going to be burned by the Wi-Fi and you're not going to be burned by your cell phone, although some people say it gets very hot over time. But we're talking about acute burning. But anything below acute burning, you are not protected. And this is where the studies look at subthermal effects. Before burning, how are cells affected in terms of their function and dysfunction? And this is what we're looking at. So the reason and the problems with the FCC guidelines is they only look at acute burning. The other issue is they simply right now do not cover children. They don't cover pregnant women. They don't cover the elderly. They don't cover any of these very vulnerable subpopulations. Yet our government feels comfortable putting it in our schools in a very intense way, putting it in our homes with smart meters, okay, where children and elderly are, and putting in our hospitals where pregnant women are, and in our working environments where pregnant women are, especially in the schools with lots of pregnant teachers. This is terribly unwise. The guidelines we have don't even cover those populations. In addition, they're inadequate because they only cover burning, and the FCC guidelines are set by the FCC, which has no one qualified to set safety standards. There is no medical people or personnel qualified to set safety standards, yet these FCC guidelines are used as safety standards. And when health effects are brought up as a concern in different environments, what the organization will say is we are within FCC guidelines. But that means nothing because the FCC guidelines are so very inadequate. The FCC guidelines were also meant for short-term exposures, 30 minutes or so, and they were adapted for microwave ovens. But they were not designed for continuous exposure like Wi-Fi and some of these continuous exposure scenarios. The other thing is they were designed for a 6-foot male, 220 pounds, not for small children and not for women who are highly, highly absorbent. So there are tremendous problems with the FCC guidelines, and people shouldn't think because we have these guidelines that they are safe, because they're not safe, and I don't believe this is a safe technology.
Well, Kevin, I want to add to your list of things that people should not do. And when people go to sleep, well, when I go to sleep, let's just start with me.
Right.
I turn all the plugs off in the bedroom. I don't have a lamp next to where I sleep. I don't have a phone or cell phone near where I sleep, where many people do. They have it right near their head.
Mm-hmm.
This is deadly. And so you want to turn all the plugs off in that room, no lamp, no phone, no nothing. Then the other thing is microwaves. People have microwaves in their homes, and these are deadly. This is deadly radiation. Other things that are deadly are cordless phones. Some people think they're the most deadly of all. And laptops, cell phones, laptops, computers, smartphones, iPhones, deadly. Now, I want to also give you a plug, Kevin, because I know you're running for Congress in the 33rd District, which is a large part of the Southern California coast. And for those of you in New York, Manhattan has a huge, not only huge, but financially rich area. But this area in Los Angeles that we're speaking about, that Kevin's running for, is the most prominent as far as money, as far as power, as far as a lot of things. It's more creative, more progressive, doing a lot of great things. This is a real progressive area. And Kevin is running for 33rd District Congress on June 3rd is the primary, and there's 18 people running. You did a wonderful job when I heard you speak 3 weeks ago. All 18 people were there, and I considered you and Marianne Williamson as the top two. Now, here's what I want to say. I have spoken to Marianne Williamson. I'm helping her campaign also, as well as yours. Marianne Williamson, I spoke to her about you. She loved what you had to say. Right there on the stage, she brought your name up and what you said, backed you up. I spoke to her later, and I said, if you should win, Marianne, and Kevin doesn't, he definitely wants to help you and talk to you, and especially to bring out more issues on cell phones and radiation and all the problems they're causing, because together, you, along with many other people, if we put our heads together, and even me on this radio show and the connections I have, if we get people together and organize, we can make a change. We can get the big companies to do something and come back and change and be more holistic, more spiritual, more down-to-earth and less damaging and killing people left and right. So let's come to our next topic, which is, and we can finish up at the end with
Can I say something about that, Bobby, because I think it's a great point.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It's a great point. You know, Bobby, if people out there, even on the East Coast, want to support what I'm doing and my focus on wireless, I was at an event this morning, and the guy came up to me and said, you know, this is so important to me. I'm not in your district, but I want to support what you're doing. They can email me, and it's just kevinmottus2014@gmail.com, just kevinmottus2014@gmail.com, and I could use their help if they have expertise, if they want to contribute, if they want to be involved in the dialogue. I'm open to it. This, like you said, is such an important issue, and it's not my issue. It's everyone's issue because everyone's being exposed, some people more intensely than others, and unfortunately, a lot of our exposure is now coming from the government, and it's involuntary exposures, and these are very intense exposures. New York will be like all the other states and bringing in wireless into their classrooms. And now we're talking about affecting our children and our children's children, and some people believe that we're going to be damaging genes and that this is not just carcinogenic, but it's damaging to genes and that it can be affecting our generations for generations to come. Now, Dr. Martha Herbert at Harvard has been looking at the effects of EMF exposure and the processes of autism, and she is saying, well, they are so parallel, these two processes, to think that these are not related is very unlikely, and this may be the trigger for autism. And I've seen some thesis papers written that show the increase in the amount of autism, which is exponential, and the increase in number of cell phones, and that they are parallel. Certainly, this has the potential to affect people's neurology, especially developing neurology. UCLA just came out with a study in 2012 showing that pregnant women who use cell phones have children with more behavioral problems. Yale looked at animals where the mother was exposed to cell phone radiation and showed infants with more behavioral and developmental problems, and people can look that up. Dr. Hugh, H-U-G-H. So there's definitely studies out there and research, but no one's talking about it, and the wireless industry is doing everything it can to control the debate and control the information, and they have the resources to do it, and they have been doing it. How does all this go on without people being more aware? And I want people to be aware. I want people to wake up. I want people to take action. It's because the wireless industry has done everything to control information. They are heavily funding campaigns and candidates, and then once candidates get into office, they're asking them to initiate a wireless initiative. And it's working. Right. They're investing millions in campaign contributions, and they're getting back billions in wireless programs and wireless infrastructure investments. So it's working for them, but the problem is, the only problem in my mind is, and they have the right to do it, is it's causing health effects to our population and very serious ones. We're down the road when we see the very clear ramifications of it, there won't be anything we'll be able to do. Now, what's interesting is, well, the research shows that with 10 to 15 years of exposure, people are developing tumors. And in comparison to smoking and asbestos, I think you mentioned that, this is like three times as carcinogenic as smoking or asbestos because the tumor growth is so quick. And that's why we really can't wait to get involved. We can't wait to hold our government accountable. We can't wait to ask them to minimize rather than maximize our exposure, because as a society, we are at the 10 to 15 year mark as a group using wireless, and that's why you're seeing people go down with tumors left and right, because we're at that mark, that tipping point, where people start to develop tumors.
Kevin, you wanted to also, now we're winding down, we've got about 7 or 8 minutes left in this segment, so let's move quickly here, please. Transportation and campaign funding are two issues you wanted to speak about.
Let me do a few more things, and then we're going to transportation. The first thing in terms of research with the wireless, just so people know how established the research is out there, those resources, the Bioinitiative Report, will give them a good start. But the World Health Organization has classified the microwaves as a Class 2B carcinogen, and that's looking at studies from all over the world. So people need to understand that the research is really out there. Not just, you're not hearing about it. Other countries are looking at it. If you look at my website, kevinmottus2014.com, kevinmottus2014.com, I have some news reports, especially from other countries where they are openly talking about health effects and doctors are trying to warn people about what they're seeing. And that's what's been happening. The doctors in the medical field is being left out of the debate. At the FCC, they have engineers, they have physicists, they have technicians. They don't have medical people. And so they're not being included in the conversation. And you know what? We could have much safer cell phones. It wouldn't be that hard. We could have much safer frequencies they could use that were less bioactive and still carry data, but we're not talking about it. We could be educating people how to use wireless more safely, and we could certainly, in environments with vulnerable populations like schools and hospitals, we could use wired versus wireless alternatives, because that's really the solution.
That's right, exactly. All right,
okay,
well,
let me talk about transportation. So there's three big issues that I'm focused on as a candidate for Congress, but one of them is transportation. I mean, out here in Los Angeles, I'm sure in New York also, transportation is our biggest problem, our biggest common problem, the one common denominator amongst this very diverse population of multi-talented, creative people, like you said, is their frustration, you know, with traffic. And we have all these creative people who could be solving problems here locally and nationwide and worldwide, they shouldn't have to be worrying so much about if they can get to work or not. And I'm afraid we're leaving about 20 to 30% of our productivity out there on the street. You can't have economic growth, and I don't think as a nation we're having enough economic growth without the infrastructure to support it. Every business person knows this, and as a nation we need to address this. I think we've, because of our environmental concerns, we have used those concerns as an excuse not to keep up with infrastructure growth. And I think really trying to not have enough transportation and try to force people out of their cars into mass transit where there isn't really the mass transit available, like here in Los Angeles, is bad policy. I think we should focus on shortening our rush hour, which in LA and New York is more like 4 hours than 1 hour, shorten it down to 1 hour or half an hour, get people where they need to go, and stop them from polluting our environment by sitting out on the freeways, as well as boost our economy by getting things working again. So my motto is, let's get you to work, and let's get Los Angeles working again, but let's get the nation working again, and let's start investing in infrastructure, which we need for growth.
Excellent. This is great. Well, you got about 3 minutes for last-minute thoughts, and then we can repeat your contact information one more time. Just sum up everything that we've talked about, Kevin. And by the way, for listeners who came in late, I'm speaking to Kevin Modest. He is a expert on cell phone radiation. He's running for political office, which we've explained. And we're going to have you on again, I believe, Kevin, to go more in-depth into these issues and more. You can talk about campaigns and transportation and the issues that are so, so important, not just in this in Southern California, but all over the world, country and the world. Okay, so 3 minutes, sum up everything for us, and then give us your contact information again as we finish up.
Okay, yeah, let me start off with my contact information. It's Kevin Modest, M-O-T-T-U-S. At 2014@gmail.com. Okay, but I think to sum up, the message I want to get across is people need to wake up, and we need to hold our government responsible for their irresponsible increasing of microwave radiation exposure through wireless devices. And we also need to hold our media responsible, because our media could have been warning people. Our media could be getting information out there. They could be the checks and balance to the system that they used to be. But I really think they have been co-opted, and because a lot of media outlets are now owned by the same companies that are also responsible for expanding wireless, or are working closely together with the big companies that are behind wireless, that we're not getting the kind of information we should be getting. And this is unacceptable. We need information, and for the campaigns, it's the similar issue of campaign finance reform. You know, money wouldn't matter so much in the campaigns if our media outlets covered all the candidates and all the issues they stood for, then people could make the decision they need to make. I mean, like was Bobby was nice enough to say, when people see me speak and out there, they see that I stand out amongst the group. But people need to get the information, and the media could be a big part of that, and money wouldn't matter so much if the media did their job. And in the same case with the wireless health effects. If the media was willing, and they're not willing, to do more stories on this and to look in depth and to do some real investigative reporting rather than some of the more superficial reporting we're seeing or entertainment-focused reporting that we're seeing, then people would know more about this, make healthy decisions regarding their wireless use, and also hold the government responsible for what I believe is very irresponsible policies that increase people's microwave radiation exposure in their homes, in the schools, in the hospitals, and not warning them about their personal use, because people really are getting sick. Vice President Biden's own son, Beau Biden, 44 years old, had a tumor behind his ear last year, and he was hesitant to talk about why he went to the MD Anderson Center for cancer treatment and why he had a 6-inch scar over his ear. He didn't want to talk about it because his father and Obama are currently pushing wireless into all environments, which is a very unhealthy idea. And instead of using this opportunity to warn people and to talk about this issue, they hid it. And that's been the MO of our government. Hide health effects, don't talk about it, don't fund more research that we need to define the problem, and allow the wireless industry to do their own research, define the debate, and expose our people to what I think is a very dangerous and very pervasive carcinogen.
And money seems to be the rule in Washington, and this is why these cell phone companies have power and money, and they buy whatever they want well, to the government, and this is the sad story of what's going on in this country.
This is definitely a case of might over right. You make a great point, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. All right, your contact information one more time. Well, you gave it to us several times, but one more time slowly so people can get a hold of you.
Yeah, it's Kevin Mottus, M-O-T-T-U-S, 2014 at gmail.com. And you can look at my website, kevinmottus2014.com. I have some great videos, news reports there, where the experts are telling you what they're seeing out there. And hopefully people can start connecting the dots. And it's not, if it's not your imagination that your friend's getting tumors, this is not normal. And this, you really need to look at wireless exposure as the possible culprit and hold those exposing us and not educating us, not warning us, and not protecting us responsible.
And, you know, we didn't talk too much, but maybe in the future, I want to let our listeners know that Kevin Mottus is also very strong on transportation. And you mentioned it briefly, campaign funding, as well as the radiation from the cell phones and the wireless. Hey, this is issues that are strong, and I, those of you that are in Southern California can have a way to vote for him, do so. Look up his, and also people in New York and other parts of the country, check in with him, send him an email at kevinmottus2014@gmail.com. I'll repeat that at the end of the show, very end of the show, and you can get to him and help him out. Thank you so much. You've been wonderful. Your information's wonderful, and we had to do something around this issue. Thanks again, okay?
Thanks for having me, Bobby, and thanks for being so conscious of people's health and wanting to protect them.
That's right. All right. Very good. What a great, great segment. I really, really enjoyed. We will want to teach people and help people. I know a lot of you know out there are progressive, and you know all this cell phone radiation is bad, but we went into an inner depth issue, and I let him do most of the talking because he has so much information to do, and we tried to take up the whole time. But we're going to move to a few more issues right now. I want to let people know that in the next coming weeks, we're making calls and we're trying to get on people like John Robbins, who's got some new things he's doing. John Robbins is the son of Robbins and Baskin Robbins, the ice cream man, the old man. I'm not sure if he died. I think he did. And John was trying to help him, and John got into health because of watching his father. And John's doing some new things to help. Also, we're thinking of getting Ralph Nader back on this show, consumer advocate. He's doing some new things that we want to hear about because all these things are coming out. The world's going to change, and we're part of it. Helen Caldicott, she's another person. She's on the nuclear issues, and she's really, really strong on them. She's the premier person in that. And organic farming, aging, exercise, health, yoga, dance. We're going to talk about all those things in the coming weeks, so stay with us. All right, let's get to our next guest. Brett Wilcox is running across the country with his wife and two children in an RV, and they're doing 20 miles a day to bring awareness on the genetically engineered problem that we have brought about by Monsanto. All of our foods, 85 to 90% of everything in the supermarkets are genetically engineered. And we're trying to pass laws to label them so people will know the difference. We barely lost in California. We barely lost in the West Coast, Washington. We have won in other states, though. We've won in Vermont. We've won in Connecticut. And we're going to win more. It's about 25 to 30 states that are either just getting on the ballot, are on the ballot now, and are proceeding to do something, and we're going to win. 61 countries in Europe do not allow foods to come in unless they're labeled. And matter of fact, some of the countries don't even allow genetically engineered foods in the country. They don't allow Coca-Cola in the country because we'll get into that another time, but Coca-Cola is bad news also. All right, Brett Wilcox. Brett, are you there?
I am here, Bobby. Thanks for the intro. Very nice to be on with you again.
Good, good. Well, thank you for coming in. Let's tell our people, number one, why the run? We got to go brief because we've only got a few minutes. Why the run? And I've got two more questions after that.
Well, my 15-year-old son heard about a girl named Jazzy Jasmine who had run across the country, and he said he wanted to do it. So we're supporting our son in doing that run, and we decided that because I'm passionate about the GMO issue that we wanted to talk about GMO. So that is our mission. That's our cause as we run across the USA.
Wow, that's great. Now, you're going to be going to St. Louis next weekend. And tell us why you're going there, what you're doing. I mentioned it earlier in the show, but I want to come from you.
Yeah, this is really exciting. The third March Against Monsanto happens a week from today. That's May 24th. And we get to be, just by coincidence, we get to be in Creve Coeur, which is right outside of St. Louis. That's where Monsanto has its headquarters. And we've been asked to speak at the March Against Monsanto at Creve Coeur, right there at Monsanto's headquarters. We're really excited and feel like it's an honor and a privilege to be able to speak there.
Yes, and you know, I want to speak to you more during the week and see how we can help promote and publicize this around the country, especially in that St. Louis area. But there are a lot of great people, as you know. You started in California, you got great support there, and you're going, for our listeners to know, you started in Huntington Beach, California, 4 months ago, almost to the day. And we've got about two more months to go to go to Atlantic City. So tell us about the finish, what you're doing, and then how people can help you. I urge people to listen to how you can help this issue. It's so strong, by donating. Go right ahead, Brett.
We blog at runningthecountry.com, and we're also on the Facebook group and page called Running the Country. So if you want to donate, just go to our blog site, runningthecountry.com, and follow the buttons there. The run has just been really fantastic. We've been given GMO-free USA seeds from Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, and we pass out the seeds to everybody we meet. And with only two or three exceptions, in the 2,000 miles we've run so far, everybody we meet says, good for you, good on you, we don't like GMOs, we don't want this stuff in our food, we want to have these things labeled, and we want to get rid of these things altogether. And so we have discovered that there is a groundswell of near 100% support to get rid of GMOs. It's only the people that are profiting from GMOs, that might be the farmers, and it might be the GMO scientists, it might be Monsanto itself or the biotech companies. Those are the people who say we have to have GMOs in the field. But the people that go to the grocery stores and are buying food, nobody goes to the grocery store to buy GMOs. Nobody wants them. And that's because they have no benefits to us. They have only risks.
That's right. And so I urge everyone to support what they're doing. If you can't go to St. Louis, no problem. You can help by donating to runningthecountry.com. And this is the website that Brett and his wife, Chris. Tell us a little more about your family. We've got a couple more, two or three more minutes. Tell us about your family and the RV and what you're doing as far as the run.
My wife and my 13-year-old daughter, Olivia, they're the support crew. And this is an unimaginable operation. You know, there's four of us doing everything. And there's David and I who are running about 20 miles a day, 6 days a week. Chris and Olivia do everything else, including keeping our lives going back home. We started out with one dog. Now we have two. We picked up another dog in a rescue shelter outside of Dalhart, Texas. And we're all in this little teeny RV, 24/7, making it work as a family. So, you know, it can be challenging, but we're making it work, and I think we're growing closer together because of it.
Yeah, is there a way, you know, I'd like to speak to you during the week, and I'm sure you know some of the leaders throughout the country, and I'd like to see if, with my help possibly, but more to give you, Chris, and your daughter the information on how they can get online and let other people know what you're doing. I think it'd be great. The more we can do this, the better, so that people will know what's going on, because unfortunately a lot of people in the country don't even know what you're doing, and it's not easy,
right?
Because the mainstream media doesn't support you, but a lot of us do. So Give me two more minutes of final thoughts. I'm cutting into my usual finishing time, my commentary, because I want you to give us two more minutes, Brett, about why you're doing this, the overall picture of Monsanto and the genetically engineered foods, and what people can do, and what you see happening with this country right now with this issue.
Well, the GMO issue, I see it as a central issue, not only to our health, but to the health of the planet, and even the very life on Earth that we all enjoy. It wasn't too long ago that a New York University professor came out and said that GMOs could destroy life on the planet. And there's hardly a day goes by that we don't receive some sort of new bit of news that is devastating. The information that comes out about GMOs, it's like nonstop. It was only a couple of weeks ago that we learned that mothers are now feeding their babies when they breastfeed. They're feeding
That's
their babies
right.
glyphosate, and glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup. And so mothers who are doing what innately, you know, what they should do and what's best for the babies, and now they find out that they're poisoning their kids even when they breastfeed. And so we're all getting poisoned, whether it's through the GMO process itself or whether it's through the pesticides and herbicides, which are liberally applied to the GMOs. Either way, we're getting poisoned. We know that the conception rates are down among humans as well as among the livestock animals that are fed the GMOs.
Right. We know
that agriculture is going down the drain. There's other countries that won't buy it. Recently, China is saying no to GMO corn that's cost over $2 billion to U.S. agriculture. The Chinese army is no longer feeding GMOs to their soldiers. The Russians are now saying that they're going to hold companies liable for promoting GMOs. So it's like the whole world is saying no thank you in very strong terms, and it's the U.S. that's still holding out.
Beautiful. Okay, listen, I've got to run. Our time is up, but I'm going to, every other week, I'd at least try to announce this on about what you're doing, if I can't have you on, but I'd like to have you on in 2 or 3 weeks again with an update on what you're doing and what's going on around the country on this issue. Thank you so much, Brett. You guys are, wish you all the best luck, and I'm going to call the 4 or 5 people that have been on this show in the past on the genetically engineered issue and try to get them to at least keep in touch with you and support you in any way possible. Thank you for coming
on.
Thank
you, Bobby. We appreciate the support.
You're great. All right. Got to wrap up now. So in the next few weeks, we're going to have a show on happiness, on love, as well as all the other issues I mentioned earlier. Then I want to let everybody know that they can reach our previous shows, and I encourage you to listen to the show last week on women's rights and Mother's Day weekend. I had 3 fantastic women, and we brought out a lot of issues. I brought up statistics about things going on around the world, including this country. So get to our previous shows. Tell your friends to get on PRN.FM. Progressive Radio Network is the fastest growing progressive internet radio show in the world. Here's the number they can call to hear the show. Area 712-432-7231. Let me wrap it up by saying thank you to our engineer, Martin. You do a great job, Martin. Jason, we've been in touch with Jason this past week. He is the producer of PRN in New York and the office. Jason, thank you for being who you are and all the work you're doing. Jimmy D, our LA producer. Thank you, Jimmy. Stuart Hassel, our associate producer, also in Los Angeles, doing a great, great job. Our speakers today, Kevin Modis and Brett Wilcox. And I want to thank all the listeners. Now we have a song that's going to end the show, a peace song by one of the great peace activists in the world. Martin, if you can give us at least 2 minutes on this, we'd appreciate it. Thank you, everyone. See you next week.
No hell below us. Above us, only sky.